Sometimes even as Christians, we put on an exterior face or we advertise that if you don't believe what we believe, then you're not welcome here. You're not loved. I think of a story when I first got here. It was like the first month. There were three guys walking up from High Street, dressed very, very effeminately. And they called out to me, "Hey, nice dress." I was wearing my cassock. I think they just wanted to mock me and keep on going, but oh, no, no, no. If you give Father Zabo an opportunity to come witness to Christ's love to you, he's coming over. So I'm like, "Hey, guys." Walk on over there. And at that moment, they realized their mistake. We had a wonderful conversation. I just asked them, like, "Hey, what are your names? I'm Father Zabo. And thanks for commenting. This is a cassock, by the way. I know it looks like a dress. It's not." And it wasn't very long before the beginning of that conversation when one of the guys said, "Well, don't you guys hate us?" "No. Why do you think that Catholics hate you?" And I'm like, "Well, we're gay," they said. I would say they struggle with same-sex attraction. I was like, "We don't hate you." Like, now I was clear, like, "We don't agree with how you're living your life. Like, I believe full-heartedly that anyone who acts on same-sex attraction or desires, like, will not find in that what their hearts desire. We don't hate you. Actually, we love you, and that's why we want to talk with you. We want you to come to Mass to see what it's about, to come and meet with me and talk about, like, why we believe what we believe. Like, we love you, and that's why we want to do that. That's actually why we bother explaining what we believe about human sexuality and all the other moral teachings, because we love people too much to let them go in sin and just be lost."